That's the Professor bouncing with me in the studio. Ooh. Happy Wine Wednesday, everybody. You are listening to the Vero Insider. I am your hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia. And I am sitting beside Eric, the professor of Blue Star Wine Bar, who brought in some beer for us this Wine Wednesday.
Can it be Beer Wednesday?
It can be Beer Wednesday. Okay. Without the alliteration, but that's fine. In fact, I am a big fan of what you brought because I am one to believe in themes, and I believe that this ties beautifully into autumn.
It surely does, and we have a couple of beers here from Founders Brewing Company in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Michigan shout out! Whoop whoop! That's my people!
Furniture City.
You know, I was telling Professor before the show had started, and to think that everyone thought that we just had automotive. No, we make cars and we make chairs and great beer.
And great beer.
There you go. So tell me a little bit more about Founders and what are we having in our glass right now? This is the Harvest Ale.
We have the Harvest Ale. It's a seasonal.
This one's yours, Donna. See, my producer's very thirsty.
Me too.
Right? There you go, Professor. You got to have it. Don't get it stuck in your mustache. Oh, I'm sorry, your soul patch.
My soul patch, yeah. It might be another 10 years before I can grow a respectable mustache.
Oh, well, at least you really have a goal, you know? Another 10 years, something achievable.
Yeah, it's good to have goals. But I don't have a mustache that's going to get these great big orange, grapefruit, and citrusy hop aromas mixed into it from this Harvest Ale.
Excellent tie-in, sir. Very impressed. You know, I do detect a lot of orange in this, and its color is different. I mean, goodness, it's like a very auburn gold.
Yeah, it's like a citrusy, hazy, golden straw color.
Really pretty.
Yeah. It's considered an American IPA. Lots of hops, but the body really smooths it over so it doesn't come off as bitter.
Not at all. Yeah, that's what IPA typically says to me, bitter. Yeah.
These guys have been brewing since 1997, but it wasn't until early 2000s that they really started to up the ante and make really, really fantastic beers. They weren't getting a lot of...
like recognition?
Yeah,
or?
That's what I'm looking
for.
So
how many different flavors? Well, definitely the two Blue Star carries.
Yeah, these are the only two we have right now, but they have many more.
Founders does?
Yeah.
Now, Kalamazoo, which is not too far from Grand Rapids, is home of the Bell's Brewery.
Yeah, everyone knows Bell's.
Right.
Yeah.
And this, it kind of seems... similar to Oberon, but it has a little more hop.
Yeah, definitely. Oberon's a little bit smoother, a little less hoppy.
Yeah, but this has a little more hop, but it's similar and really good. And it's got a fun label. I certainly like this. Wet Hopped Ale is its nickname here.
Yeah, the wet hopping, they actually use fresh hops, which are a rare commodity to come across in the brewing community.
It's probably because we have all those Great Lakes around us.
Yeah, it's...
Just saying.
The mid-Atlantic coast is really the best place to grow some hops around here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's why he's the professor. The mid-Atlantic coast. What's up? I had no idea. Now, too, it's interesting, just for some useless Michigan trivia. Did you know that Michigan has more registered boat owners than any other state? And you can only boat like 3 months out of the year. Kind of crazy, huh?
That is pretty crazy.
I know. See, Florida... pick up the pace, my people. Jeez. And, you know, I believe that I can only live in a state where I can use my hand to point to where I am. See? Michigan, hand up. Florida, hand down. Do you see that? It's awesome. That's it. That's what I do. So this is available at Blue Star. Probably not part of Happy Hour.
No, definitely not part of Happy Hour. But we do still have some great stuff on the Happy Hour menu.
Yeah, we do. And there's new stuff on the menu, which Kitty's been pretty excited about. I saw a lot of hot sellers.
Yeah, they have the beef stew with mashed potatoes.
Right. Oh, goodness.
Classic.
That thing was popping out on Saturday.
That'll go perfect with this Harvest Ale.
It would. It's a nice, warm dish with a good bodied beer.
Yeah.
7.6% alcohol in this one.
Hides it pretty well.
No kidding. And what else is coming up at Blue Star? Oh, yeah, Rooftop this Saturday. It might have a run for its money, though, with the epic birthday party that we had for Glenn this past weekend. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, sweet mustaches.
Sweet mustaches, all right. Hey, speaking of mustache, it's No Shave November, which is all about promoting the awareness of prostate and testicular cancer.
Now,
so it's like the male, you know.
Yeah, what age do you think that is? You typically need to look out for something like that.
Well, they say that for women, you know, it's in your 40s to start getting the mammograms. I would say that that pretty much holds true with this. I am looking on the website frantically to answer your question, Professor, but it is not appearing. I can, however, shed some light on some other fun nicknames. I'm sorry, 50, Donna? Is that 50 is the 50 answer? So men should start getting their giblets checked out at about 50.
Giblets, that's pretty giblets. Good. That ties in with the fall theme as well.
Right? I know. Just put those little giblets on the cold metal plate and see what happens. You know, we're promoting awareness here. So it's No Shave November, because we really want to bring about the whole male... it was kind of funny. The gentleman, Brian Lemon with Coldwell Banker, he is actually heading up this cause and had introduced it to me. And he unfortunately couldn't make it to the show today. So shout out to Brian. We adore you. And what a great cause to get behind. But when he was making the announcement, he says, listen, we're not biased. Women, men, doesn't matter. Grow a mustache. So in the studio today, we have some press-on mustaches. Mine didn't grow in very well.
And mine got some harvest ale in it.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah, little flavor. And then it fell off. Ding. Darn sticky. Did you know 3M is also based out of Michigan?
Oh, yeah. They're a great company.
They good adhesive.
Quality products.
I don't think that was what we had on our mustaches.
Oh, man.
To be honest. Darn it. You can do the Movember, which is the mustache, Brovember, which is grow a beard, and then the Govember, which is the goatee. So there's all sorts of options to really go with your facial structure. See, men? That's what I'm talking about. So it's something like that.
Grow one this month.
Yeah. So No-Shave November. You can go on there, find out some more information. It's put on by the American Cancer Society. It's also a spot to donate and to share on Facebook with other people.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And if you're getting close to that age, 50, go get yourself checked out.
That's right. I also provide free checks. I'm just kidding. Just teasing, boys. Or am I? I just don't know. Well, that's a good segue into supporting some of our other sponsors. How about Treasure Coast Refuge? They are new to the show. We adore them and their new Don't Be a Glasshole campaign. Are you saying tell me more, Professor?
Yes. Definitely. I want to hear more about this glasshole campaign.
Yeah, his eyes just got big.
Glasshole.
What? So this is the Republic Services and Treasure Coast Refuse has blended, and they're doing a recycling program for all the city residents and businesses that they are offering a 3 free months recycling special when you sign up for the contract.
Wow. Did you say businesses as well?
Yes, exactly.
That's huge.
Yeah. So Blue Star will be on board soon enough.
All right.
As will several of the other Oceanside businesses that typically are not able to get recycling or haven't been able to get recycling recently. So it's now being launched in full force.
Good. Thank goodness, because we go through a lot of glass.
No kidding. Don't be a glasshole. Just saying. It'll be fun. And so thank you again to Treasure Coast Refuse for coming on board. And you know what else they do, which is kind of unique, is dumpster rentals. You don't really think about how you're going to need them, but obviously we're part of a lot of big events. We just did the Girls Night Out last week. There's several big events up and coming, like the Habitat Hoedown in March, Wine, Women, and Shoes in March, all sorts of events in the horizon. And you don't think about the fact that you need a portable dumpster for these big events.
That would make it so much easier, and the cleanup, I mean...
1,000%. And so Treasure Coast Refuse has made it available to rent a dumpster just by the day. You can rent it by the week or by the month if you have like an ongoing construction project or something. But they handle the pickup and the delivery of the dumpster. You don't have to do anything.
Wow, what a sweet deal.
Yeah. So you just mentioned the Vero Insider and you get a great price. And, you know, hey.
Even better deal.
Just saying. I hook people up. So don't be a glasshole. Rent the dumpster when you need to. Drink delicious harvest ale from Blue Star. Rooftop is this weekend. Dickie Fredericks, he's awesome.
He is awesome.
Yeah, he's got a good vibe. Totally diverse genres of music when he comes out.
He does. He'll touch on it all, and there's something for everyone to love.
Yeah. Speaking of something for everybody, Thursday is at Chanafee.
Oh, yeah.
That hits a different demographic, too, but it's really fun.
It is a lot of fun. They play some really great upbeat jazz, some classics, and they've been adding some new tunes to their repertoire as well.
And then Friday, of course, is Wiley Nash Band.
Oh, yeah, classic. If you haven't seen them down at Sunset Saturday or out at the Blue Star already, come down, check them out.
They rock it. We love Lily. Her voice is just amazing. Amazing. And then, of course, speaking of Sunset Saturday, that's the free concert that's downtown on Ocean Drive, down on Ocean Drive, put on by the Oceanside Business Association. That concert is November 23rd, and then December 7th is our Christmas parade. Ow, ow!
So soon.
I am so pumped. The White Glove, because we love White Glove. Shout out to White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. And if your business, of course, is interested in hosting a box for the food drive, which benefits the Treasure Coast Food Bank, in our four-county area, Martin, Okeechobee, St. Lucie, and Indian River, there's nearly 91,000 people that are food deficient.
Are you serious?
Ton, yeah. So it's a great way during the holidays to be able to give back, and White Glove is making it easy. They're giving you the box for free. You just host it at your business, encourage your customers to bring in goods, your employees to bring in non-perishables, promote it on Facebook, all sorts of social media, and then we come pick it up the first week of December, and hopefully we're striving to get at least 500 pounds. Of food. I think we can do it.
That should be an easy goal to obtain.
That's one big food run at Sam's Club. You know what I
mean? Yeah, definitely. One big shopping cart.
But also, of course, on Saturday, November 23rd, is the 9th annual Herb Sherbert Memorial Golf Tournament out at Sandridge.
Sandridge?
Yeah. Now, you're a golfer. You went and played golf out at Sandridge a couple weeks ago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And you had some fun.
Definitely. It's always fun. Even
if
you're not playing well.
The weather's perfect. Well, at least you're honest. But the weather is perfect right now for golf.
It really is.
So November 23rd, that Saturday morning, it's going to get started early for the 9th annual Herb Sherbert Memorial Golf Tournament. That's the best time to go.
Really?
This is the season.
Yeah. It is now. And get out there before it gets too cold.
True.
We have a very fun thin
I know. I'm like, oh, it's 74. I'm freezing. Yeah. It's so crazy. Well, listen, don't go anywhere. There's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County.
Ulf's Auto Repair is a reliable auto repair shop providing top quality car care solutions. Ulf knows his customers and their cars, and he gets it right the first time. Your oil should be changed every 3,000 miles and flush your transmission fluid every 50,000 miles. Let Ulf take care of you and your car. He's the best. Ulf's Auto Repair, 435 Southwest Old Dixie Highway, Vero. Ulf's is part of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcome. 562-8383.
With hurricane season fast approaching, it's so important that you get your property insurance reviewed. Free of charge by my go-to, Tommy Danaher of Statewide Insurance. You can reach Tommy directly at 772-316-1121. Specializing in condo insurance, Tommy will look out for you. Again, call him directly at 772-316-1121 for your free of charge property insurance review. Visit Tommy Danaher with Statewide Commercial Insurance, proudly endorsed by the Vero Insider. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Don't be a glass hole. Make sure to recycle. And recycling couldn't be any easier thanks to Treasure Coast Republic Services, offering convenient and reliable recycling services with the first 3 months free. Call 562-6620 to sign up for recycling at your home or business and make a difference one full bin at a time. Call 562-6620. Treasure Coast Republic Services. Take part in our Don't Be a Glass Hole campaign. Oh, yeah. It's the Vero Insider. And we're back, y'all. Whoop, whoop. Oh, my goodness. So I'm Anna Valencia, your hostess with the mostest. I'm sitting with Eric, the professor of Blue Star, who has a wealth of information and very generous, bringing us two delicious new beers to Blue Star. Welcome, Professor.
Thank you.
I enjoy your soul patch.
Thanks.
He taught me something new. It's not called a flavor saver, girls. It's called a soul patch.
Or just imperial.
Or imperial. There's always options.
It's a much more glamorous term.
It is, actually. I'm going to change my ways, I promise. So during the commercial break, which was exciting and amazing, never a dull moment here on the Vero Insider, folks, I poured our next beer, which is dark and luscious. Tell me more, Professor.
This is a coffee and chocolate lover's beer. It's an imperial stout. And
Not to be confused with Flavor Saver Imperial.
The Imperial Patch.
Donna likes it. Oh, you can smell the coffee.
Oh, man, it's huge. Smokes. They brew it with Sumatra and Kona coffee, and they brew it with imported bitter and sweet chocolate.
Really? Yeah. So it's good for you. Isn't like dark chocolate really good for you?
Oh, yeah. Antidepressant.
Well, see, this beer makes you happy. Well, there you have it, folks. That's pretty legitimate to me. The professor said so.
This is from Founders Brewing, and they're actually rated by Rate Beer as one of the top four breweries in the world.
That is absolutely a delicious beer.
And this is this place is pretty highly on the top 100 beers of the world as well by a Beer Advocate.
I can see why. That is flavorful and great. A coffee oatmeal stout, smooth finish.
Yeah, really. It's smooth, velvety.
Yeah.
It's like whipped chocolate. If you like Guinness, try this on for size. It's about twice as much alcohol, though.
Oh, way to sell, sir. Way to sell. I'm coming in on a mission with this one. Now, this is 8.3.
Yeah.
You're not kidding. And it doesn't have that crazy head that Guinness gives.
No, this fizzles out pretty quickly, leaving way for, drink it a little bit warmer than you would a normal beer. Those flavors really come through.
I could see that. And, you know, it's a cute label. Donna, check this out. It's got like a little boy and he's got a little bib and it's like oatmeal bowl, but it's oatmeal stout. Oh, these people are clever. I'm just saying, Michigan people are smart and savvy. We're just witty and whatnot. You know, witty, wonderful. That's what we do.
You're from Michigan?
A little bit, yeah.
Little bit?
Uh-huh. Born and raised Pontiac.
I can see you're paying a lot of homage to Michigan.
Got to give a shout out. My Lions actually won this weekend. That's that happened. That was kind of exciting. But no, I think that that's something that's really delicious. And again, it's new to Blue Star. So if you're interested in trying these warmer beers, as you can feel the chill in the air.
Yeah, time is coming to drink some darker beers or red wines.
Well, Kitty's definitely been ramping up the list accordingly for the season. Yeah. I love that.
It's been growing at a rapid pace.
I love that problem too. No kidding. So this weekend we had gone to the Alzheimer's Parkinson's Walk, White Glove, Moving Storage and Delivery. Was a proud participant, and I don't know if you noticed, but my nails are purple and white.
Those are glamorous.
Thank you. They are foxy. Thank you, Foxy Nails. And it just happens to be the colors of the Alzheimer's Awareness.
Oh, wow.
So, again, it's all about coordination and themes, and this was a really good event. Tons of people came out. Lots of big teams were formed. And so that was really special and great job to the local Alzheimer's and Parkinson's organization that set that up. It was a lot of fun. Thereafter, I took the troops and we went down to the SEAL demonstration at the Navy SEAL Museum.
Yeah, is that A1A?
Yeah, it was right on A1A at the Navy SEAL Museum in Fort Pierce. And it was literally raining men.
Ladies love a man in uniform.
Hello, handsome. Falling from the sky. It didn't suck.
Did they have mustaches?
You know, I didn't get close enough, but I'm assuming that at least one did. And they also had like a sniper demonstration, which was so cool because everyone kept pointing. They had these pumpkins and they shot the pumpkins, not to be confused with pumpkin ale, but these were actual pumpkins.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And and everyone's thinking that they're on the tower, the big radio tower up top or in the trees. And lo and behold, he was directly in front of us the entire time on the ground, all camouflaged.
Wow.
Crazy,
that
huh?
That is really crazy.
Like right before your eyes. So that's pretty awesome. Just saying, we got a lot of good things always happening in our neck of the woods. It's never a shortage of amazing things to be had. So, of course, a shout out to Foxy Nails for making me look amazing when I'm going out to support a cause. You know what I mean? And did you know they're open on Sundays? Awesome.
Got to be open on Sunday.
Oh, my goodness. That place was a madhouse. But they could do it and get everyone in and out. So they just are streamlined.
Yeah.
They're ramped up. They're ready to handle the business. And you get to drink wine or you know, a delicious beer while you're there. I saw a lot of men in the chairs getting pedicures. Yeah. It's the cool thing to do now, Professor.
Yeah, I guess I could use a little clean up.
What pedicures for your feet?
Oh.
Aww. He's going to learn. He's going to learn. Not that the cast is off.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Thank goodness.
Look how fancy.
Yeah.
Are you 100% now?
No.
No?
I'm still slightly favoring my left foot.
Are you?
Soon. Maybe another month or so.
No surfing quite yet.
No. Fortunately.
That's too bad. But it's on the horizon.
Yeah.
Of course, shout out to Statewide Commercial Insurance. I'm telling you what, hurricane season is still here. It's got like another month left on it. And with season picking up, all the wonderful residents that are here just a short amount of time, you want to make sure that should anything happen, a flood, a fire, anything, that your business can maintain operations, protect its inventory, protect its property. So, you know, get a free set of eyes. Experienced eyes to look at it.
Definitely have them check it out.
Yeah.
Come out, because you never know here in Florida how quick the inclement weather can change.
Oh, tell me about it. It's detrimental to business, and you know. And then, of course, Pac-Mail. I drove by Pac-Mail. It's 28 days left until the Christmas shipping period is no more.
Oh,
so
wow.
The pressure is on to be able to get those gifts to those loved ones, so you don't have to overnight anything. You can send it regular ground. Make sure it gets there. They'll even do the wrapping for you.
Yeah, think about it now. Don't wait till the last minute.
Uh-huh. Are you infamous for waiting the last minute, Professor?
Yes.
Look at that smile. That is like totally last minute smile. He's like, oh, absolutely.
Guilty.
So pacmailbeachside.com, $3 off coupon there. Just saying. That's good stuff. I'll save my $3. That pretty much buys me one of these delicious beers at Blue Star.
It really does.
Yeah, you know, I got to place my money appropriately. All right, so we got Rooftop this Saturday at Blue Star Wine Bar from 6 to 10. The festivities start at 6 with Dickie Fredericks. And then at 10 o'clock, you can go inside where the music continues with Mike Marshall.
Mike Marshall.
I've always enjoyed that. You know, the ability to have both.
Yeah, he keeps it going all night long. Yeah.
And then, of course, theveroinsider.com has links to all of our wonderful sponsors where you can click on and find their calendars, see what's up and coming, what fantastic tournaments. Kids play for $1 at Sandridge.
Oh, yeah, don't forget
great
about that.
Great Christmas gift, by the way. Yeah. You know, Sandridge Golf Course gift certificates. Wonderful gift.
And you can get them on the Vero Insider?
Yeah, veroinsider.com. Right. Click, click. Click, click, click,
it's that
click.
Easy.
That's right. And if you happen to miss one of these broadcasts, you want to catch out one of our previous broadcasts, we have the whole archive there at theveroinsider.com for your convenience.
Growing and growing.
I'm telling you. It's never boring around here. It's always fun. Always something going on. Peace be with you, Donna. Peace. Or was that the 2 minutes?
She's throwing peace signs.
Uh-huh, she's just throwing peace signs.
Love is in the air. Must be this breakfast stout.
It must be. With that no shave November, Movember, Govember, Brovember, I tell you what, there's no shortage of great things to be had. Speaking of other events, I know we talked on December 7th is the Christmas parade, which is going to be a lot of fun. White Glove has actually teamed up with the Buggy Bunch. We're going to be hauling a giant buggy. It's approximately 7 foot tall and 12 feet long. How awesome is that?
That's huge.
I know. Stick a bunch of people inside.
Yeah.
But on December 7th is also the Walk on the Wild Side to benefit the Children's Hibiscus Center. So that's a ticketed event. It's a little more high-end, a little more fancy, but it's good to keep on the radar if you're looking for something a little more black tie to go to. So out of curiosity, Professor, red wine becomes lighter or darker in color as it ages?
Is this one of the questions from... last week?
No.
I'm going to guess it gets that deeper red.
That is a great guess. However, it actually gets lighter and white wine becomes darker as
it
ages.
I've been stumped.
It's okay, Professor. It'll be our secret.
Okay. You won't tell anyone?
I won't tell a soul except for all of our listeners. Isn't that interesting, though?
Very interesting.
I know, right? So if you see dark white wine, that's probably not a good thing.
A lot of them can be aged for quite some time, too.
Can they?
Yeah.
White wines really age well? Some of them not
as
so
long
much.
Not as long as their red counterparts, but...
See, this is why I have the professor in the house. Visit theveroinsider.com and we will see you at Rooftop this weekend.
Thanks for having me.
Cheers!
We are, yeah, I said it, we are. You can call me Caesar. saw in a dark